Hello, everybody. This is Matthew Campbell at Alice Mac. I am going to archive these somehow, but what I'm going to do is do a playthrough of Manamon, which is definitely a Pokemon-like clone. If you haven't heard about it yet, I would like to respectfully tell you, you've probably been living under a rock. It's a great game. It has its strengths and weaknesses. Some people are a little bit annoyed that it costs $40 US, but in my opinion, the work that went into it, it should probably cost more. Just saying. So, the way I'm doing this, for anybody that's curious, is I'm actually going to use Audio Hijack on my Mac and run this game through a virtual Windows environment that I actually have preloaded. So, without further ado, let's get started. So, I'm switching to my Windows. You will not hear voiceover. I have disabled it. Alright, let's hit enter on Manamon. Okay, so this is a like a title screen.
VG Storm.
Check it for updates.
It's gonna
Manamon is loading. Please wait.
So this, you have to let it do what it needs to do. There's a great big long, kind of like a title-y screen. Seeing as it is Pokemon-like, I am going to compare it to Pokemon quite a bit. So like Pokemon, it actually does have a bit of a screen.
Press enter when you're ready to continue.
Okay, so this is just like a battle scene going on. I'm actually going to skip it. If you want to, go grab the demo if you want to hear it more. So I'm going to hit enter.
Okay, total playtime 1 day 17 hours 35 minutes and 37 seconds. Dot. Current location sentence path. Let's enter start on August 1st, 2016.
Okay, that is a file that I'm actually going to delete. First of all, though, I am going to slow down the speech a bit for those of you who may not understand the speech as quickly as I do.
Preferences sub-menu P. General settings, synthesizer, S07, voice settings.
Should have done this beforehand, but whatever.
Variant, combo box, mean, collapse, ultra, 65, ultra, 61, 60, 59, 56, 55, 51, 50.
Let's go
45, 44, 45, English, Manamon.
Okay, so, before I get going, this game does get quite intense, and I am probably not going to, cut the language, any bad language on my part, that's how I roll. If you don't like it, so be it. The other thing, too, before I really get going, is that there are some other, playthroughs happening, one by Liam Irvin, actually. Very, very fun to watch. Now, he streams his and then uploads it to an audio archive on his website, which is really awesome. I'm not streaming. I'm just going to record and dump into a Dropbox folder, and I'll share a link to said Dropbox folder on Twitter. There's also, on the Audio Games Forum, a member called Jade. That's the username. He is going to be writing, if I can talk correctly, a text walkthrough of Manamon. Very, very much looking forward to reading this. So, without further ado,
new game.
Let's hit new game.
Hello. My name is Elizur.
And we're going to let this read the story text. So this gentleman is like the Pokemon professor. His name is Elizur. And he's going to introduce you to the world of Manamon.
I am a Manamon researcher. The world is full of many magical creatures called Manamon, and it's my job to find out as much about these creatures as I possibly can. There are tons of Manamon to collect and train. But I'll let you get to all of that in just a second. Before, though, please tell me your name. Type your name.
Alright, so the last few times I've played this, I'm going to write over my save file. I've beaten the main storyline. I didn't get to the stadium the second time around. The Master Stadium the second time around. But I don't really care. I'm going to redo this. I love this game a lot, and I don't mind replaying. So I'm going to type in my name, which is Matt.
Capital A. T.
Alright, there's my name. Boom.
Your name is Matt, yes.
Yes, that's my name. Last time I checked. Don't wear it out.
Terrific.
Alright.
Soon you'll get your very own Manamon and start exploring the world of Tangieria.
Yay.
You can now begin your journey.
Yay. Okay. So, I am dumped in a world So, what I'm going to do actually is I'm going to pause the game.
Select an option
and just check my volume. So this is just the menu screen. Just give me a second.
Folder view list. Manamon 14 of VF volume. Volume mixer dialog. Speaker tool mute. Speaker toolbar mute. Slider 100.
Okay.
Manamon.
My mic is just a bit loud. That, whatever. There we go. It should help a little bit. Anyway, oops. Stop that.
Save game. Inventory.
Okay, so this is your menu.
Save game.
You don't have a lot in here right now.
Inventory.
Inventory, that's where your items are going to go.
Save game.
Save the game. We'll save the game.
Exit game.
Exit the game. We'll exit the game.
Options.
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 Let's go in here for a minute.
Modify. Allow text-to-speech settings.
So text-to-speech, you can use sappy voices. There is screen reader support now. I'm using NVDA as my screen reader, so I do have screen reader support turned on. But you can, like I said, use sappy voices.
Allow Manamon substitution when a tamer Manamon is defeated, currently on.
Okay, so that will allow you to substitute your Manamon when you take out another tamer's Manamon. So, it'll allow you to switch.
Play attack sound effects, currently off.
That I'm actually going to turn back on.
This feature has been turned on.
All
options
right.
Menu, select an option to modify text-to-speech settings.
Oh, and of course, one thing I don't like is I wish it would just put you back where you left off in the menu, seeing as these menus talk, and, yeah, so I wish they would just dump you back where you left off. Anyway.
Allow play switch to classic wall tones. Play attack sound effects. Current switch to classic wall tones.
I have not messed with this, switch to classic wall tones. I just leave it be.
Storyline text auto-scrolls. Currently off.
Storyline text auto-scrolls. That's for, I believe, sappy users. I leave that off. I'd rather press enter to move through the story text at my own speed.
Automatically check for updates when Manamon starts, currently on.
That's self-explanatory, and you've seen that as soon as I loaded it, said checking for updates.
Check for updates now.
And you can check for updates manually from here.
Switch to Sappy 5, recommended.
That, I'm going to leave off. If you're using NVDA, there's no reason why Sappy is necessary. I find it very slow to get it to speak menus and story text and stuff, so I just like the screen reader support. Much more responsive.
Cancel.
And then there's a cancel.
Text to speech settings.
So I'm done in here. I'm going to hit escape.
Select an option. Inventory. Save game.
And I'm going to save.
Warning. There is already a save file for this game. If you save now, all information in the old save file will be permanently lost. Do you really want to save? No.
I do.
Yes.
Goodbye, old save slot.
Game saved.
All right. Nice little tone, tell you you've saved.
Select an option, inventory.
When you're done saving, you're landed back in the menu. So, let's actually get to some storyline here. Alright. So the way I'm going to be doing this, actually, is I'm going to do this area by area. And I'll do my best to speak directions as I'm going. In fact, I'm going to actually go back to the main screen.
File menu, load game, new game, options, learn game sound.
I want to actually run through this really quickly.
This menu allows you to listen to a small selection of common sounds used in the game. You can interact with most objects on the map to find out what they are, so this only lists a few. There's a wall ahead of you.
So that's a wall to the north.
There's a wall to your left.
This is a wall on the left, or the west. Alright.
There's a wall to your right.
There's a wall on the right, or the east.
There's a wall behind you.
There's a wall to the south or behind you.
Person.
There's a person.
Bed.
There's your bed. And a bed is used to heal Manamon. I'll most likely be demoing that at some point. That's the bed.
Door.
And when I say at some point, I mean in this episode. Because I'll definitely be healing. That's a door.
Gate.
There's a gate.
Connection between areas.
A connection between areas. Little bit of chimes there.
You bump into a wall.
You hit a wall. That means you're hitting a wall.
You bump into a building.
A building.
You bump into an object.
Another object.
You bump into an object made of stone.
A stone object?
You hit an enemy with an attack.
an enemy, then this is neutral damage attack.
You hit an enemy with an attack with a type advantage.
So a super effective move.
You hit an enemy with an attack with a type disadvantage.
So a not very effective move.
There's a wall ahead of you.
And that's it for the sounds menu. So, let me fix my headset and...
Time menu, load game, total play and time.
Load the game. Boom. So we're back in our house. This is where we start. You can check your location with R.
Location, your room.
Location, your room. You can check your time, how long you've played.
4 minutes and 12 seconds.
4 minutes, 12 seconds. Cool. And most of that was screwing around in the options menu. So let's continue on. So I'm on a vent. I can hit enter on that vent.
It is a vent. Cold air is blowing from it.
You can hear how the floor sounds change. That's on the vent versus regular carpet. You can hear there's a bed on my right.
All mana have been completely healed.
Which I have none, but thank you. Let's continue. I'm gonna just pull down keys here. Oh! Now that is a chest. I'm gonna hit enter on that chest. Sorry, my audio stuttering a bit there.
Matt found an herb.
Cool.
Matt stored the herb in the status pocket.
Stats pocket being the in the inventory, and I'll show you that in a minute. What is that? I think that's a bookshelf.
The bookshelf is covered with books ranging in genre from instructional to sci-fi novels. Matt found the flyer hidden between some of the books.
Cool.
Matt stored the flyer in the items pocket.
I'll get into what all these items do later. I know for a fact that that should be all the items in this room. I will not be getting every single thing. There are some hidden items that I'll probably miss. Good places to check for hidden items are in the corners, which I just did. There's a door behind me. I'm gonna hit down. A couple people in this house. There's a person.
Father, you really should reconsider leaving Matt. I won't stop you from leaving on your journey, but I've told you time and time again that I would rather you stayed at home and continue your education.
Okay. That's a garbage can to us. Let's hit enter on that. Very rarely there are things in these.
It's a bin for throwing trash into, commonly called a trash can or garbage can.
Nope. There's another person.
Little sister, I'll miss you, Matt. You won't forget me, will you?
Aw, I like that. Now, I know for a fact there are some items in here. I'm going to go find them.
The table appears freshly cleaned.
Now, there's a fire on the right. Okay. There were items in here. Ah, I know where they are. Hold on a sec. I hear it. Oops. There it is, the chest, finally.
Obtained 25 gold.
Ah, 25 gold pieces. Sweet. Now, gold is what you use to buy stuff in the game. I'm gonna hit actually, oops, let's get around that stupid garbage can. Let's hit G.
15, 25 gold.
You can't hear that very well. Hold on, let me get out of this house, because it's very noisy.
Zero City, a young girl.
Oh, hold on, sorry about that. I made it skip. You can repeat text with T.
A young girl about my age approached me as I exited my house. I recognized her as a familiar former classmate named Sierra. Oh, hey there, Matt, Sierra exclaimed as she reached me. You must be headed to Dr. Muret's office.
I am indeed.
I hear you are going to leave Sierra Town to tame Manamon.
I am indeed.
Since Dr. Muret is my mom, I'm going to start taming Manamon too.
Cool.
Well, tell you what. I'll meet you at her office, okay? She runs off. As usual, couldn't even get a word in, I said.
Okay. Now, press G to check your gold.
1525 gold.
1525 gold. So 1525 gold. So that is the building on my right. I'm going to go down. I'm going to go right. When you hear that north wall sound disappear and it's kind of centered, you can press up to enter a building.
Dr. Muret noticed me as I walked through the door.
Yeah, so the story text did cut off a bit there because there was some stuff going on, but it just said you're in Murat's house. So I'm going to hit enter.
Oh, hi, Matt, she said. Sierra. Sierra, Matt is here.
Sorry about that, I just bumped the mic.
I'm your mom, she said enthusiastically. Turning to me, she said, what took you so long, Matt? What do you want to say in reply? I didn't take that long.
So, very rarely you get to do this. So, I'm going to scroll through my options here.
Oh, shut up, will you? I'm here now. I didn't take that long. Oh, shut up, will you? I'm here now.
I'm gonna hit that. I like to be a little snarky sometimes. So, let's hit that.
Don't tell me to shut up, you, she said, trailing off. Cut it out, will you? Dr. Muret said, slightly annoyed. If you do want to become great Manamon tamers, you are going to have to learn to get along with other people. Anyway, follow me into my office and I'll give you to your very own Manamon.
Yay, this is awesome. So, now, sometimes you can have buildings on the right or the left, as well as ahead or behind. There's a garbage can here. Let's check it.
It's a bin for throwing trash.
Nothing in there. Okay. Let's go down. Whoops.
Muret's office, right. Here we are, Dr. Muret said. My office. You see those three creatures in the corner? Their names are Leafox, Aquaf, and Flamia. You may take one of them to be your own Manamon. Matt, why don't you choose first?
Well, that's kind of you. Alright, so we got three Manamon. So you can hear them. They're all making their cries to help you find them. I'm actually going to try one I haven't tried yet.
Flamia. A flame type. Flamia put most of their weight on their back legs so they are prepared to lunge at any foes that may show up around them. The small hole on the Manamon's back allows the Flamia to expel some of the heat which builds up inside of it by way of smoke or steam.
Now here this isn't the best option, but I'm going to try it out for myself.
Is this the creature you want to know?
Well, go check out the other one since we're here. This is the one I just used.
Aquaf.
Aquaf. Now, actually, while we're on this, you can hit N. Oh, not yet, I guess.
The water type. Its body naturally produces and leaks water at such a rate that it is impossible to dry the creature's fur completely. At many points throughout history, Aquaf were considered divine in times of drought. Is this the creature you want to take? No.
No. Okay. Let's go up. And here's our other choice. This is the one I've used in my first playthrough.
Leafox. A plant and earth type. Leafox can go for over 3 months without eating or drinking, surviving on just the energy consumed from sunlight.
Wow, wish I could do that.
It may grow weak and sickly at night after the first month of such a diet. Insects are periodically alarmed when the grassy surface they light on turns out to be a Leafox. Is this the creature you want to take? Yes, no.
No, not today. I'm actually going to go back down to the fire type. So I'm going to go down here. I moved left, by the way, to get around them. And I'm going to hit enter. Now, we've already heard this. Alright.
Matt received Flamia.
Yay, I have a Flamia.
Do you want the nickname Flamia? Yes.
So you have the option, any Manamon you get or catch, which we'll talk about shortly, you can nickname them. That's really cool. I'm not a nickname fan at this point, so I'm going to say no.
No. Great choice, Matt, Sierra said. Now I think I'll choose this one. Aquaf.
Alright, so, I like to save my game.
Inventory. Save game. Game saved.
Alright.
Select an option. Party.
Actually, while we're in here, I'm going to go over the inventory very, very quickly.
Inventory. Items. Flyer 1.
So this is a flyer. So, you have different pockets, first of them being items.
Status, herb, 1.
Then you have status.
Equipment, cancel.
And equipment.
Other items, cancel.
Other items.
Items, flyer, 1.
And back to items. So I'm just pressing right. You can press left to go the other way, though, if you like. So when you get an item, you all might wonder, what do you do with this? Well, you can press N, as in Nancy, to check and see what this does.
A small, blank piece of paper used to advertise something that can be left on the ground and picked up at any time.
A lot of people use them as bookmarks, or marking spots. I don't find them useful for that. Some players do, though, so that's an option for you.
That is herb 1.
So, the herb, let's press N on it and see what it does.
The leaves of a plant set to have healing properties, it will heal up to 50 hit points.
Up to 50 hit points, that's nice. That's better than potions in Pokemon, the Pokemon games. So, that's what we have.
Select an option, party.
So let's go into party for a second.
New Year party, Flamia.
A couple cool things in here. So, Flamia. That's my Manamon. That's my starter. You can press N on it to see what it looks like.
Flammia has a scaly reptilian body. It stands on four legs. Midway along its back, there is a hole which is constantly releasing small amounts of smoke into the air. It has no visible ears, nose, or tail, and its mouth appears as only a thin line. If it opens its mouth, a minimal number of teeth can be seen around the bright orange tongue.
Cool. Let's say you get a Manamon, and there's quite a few of them in the game that are very, very poorly pronounced by your screen reader. You can press Shift M, as in mother, to have the game say the name of the Manamon in a human voice. So let's do that now.
Flammia.
Flammia. You can press Control M, as in mother, to check how the Manamon's name is spelt.
F-L-A-M-M-I-A.
Flammia. Okay. Alright. So this is one of the ones that a screen reader did say correctly. So I'm going to hit escape, actually, get out of here.
Select an option, party.
You can interact with objects with C, space, or enter as well. One thing to keep in mind, there is a really good user guide included with the game, as well as a manual that tells you about type effectiveness. So let's go back towards this door, and we're going to get...
Hey, wait, Sierra said as I approach the exit.
Into a conversation, which leads to something. So I'm going to hit enter to continue.
We should have a battle to see which of our Manamon are better.
I'm actually going to pump that music down just a bit. There we go.
Come on, unless you're scared. Manamon Tamer Sierra has challenged you to a battle.
Alright, our first battle.
Sierra sent out an aquap.
So your enemy will be on your left if you're playing with this with headphones, which I strongly recommend.
Go, Flamio. Foe aquap used evil eyes. Flammia's strength was increased by one stage. Select an action for Flammia, attack.
Okay, so from this menu, this is the battle menu. So you have a couple of options. You start with attack.
Inventory.
Inventory allows you to use items in battle.
Switch Manamon.
So that's self-explanatory. You can switch to another member of your party.
View enemy information B.
You can view enemy information.
Foe aquap.
There's tons of keystrokes here. You can see how much health it has. With H.
Foe aquap has 100% health remaining.
You can see how its name is pronounced.
Aquaf.
You can spell it, of course. You can see that it is level...
Foe Aquaf is level 5.
Level 5 with L. And you can...
Foe Aquaf does...
Oops.
Foe Aquaf does not have any status effects.
You can press U to see if it has any status effects.
You have not captured an Aquaf.
And I have not captured it with F, which checks capture status. There's a lot more other things you can do, but... with your own. So I'm gonna actually get out of here.
Select an action for Flammia, attack.
Let's beat this thing up.
Choose a move, headbutt, standard, physical, effect points 35, UP remaining 40.
So that's your first attack. You also have...
Sneer, shadow, UP remaining 25. Headbutt, standard, physical.
You get all these attacks. You can press N, as in Nancy, to find out what the attack does.
The user lowers its head and charges at the opponent.
Cool. He lowers its head, charges at the opponent. What does Evil Eyes
Sneer, shadow, UP remaining 25.
See.
The user antagonizes the opponent with a sneer, lowering the opponent's defense by one stage.
Lowering the opponent's defense.
Headbutt, standard,
I
physical,
prefer an all offensive strategy a lot with these things, so I'm just going to use headbutt.
Flammia used headbutt. Flammia dealt 3 damage to Foe Aquap. Foe Aquap used cross wipe. Foe Aquap dealt 4 damage to Flammia. Select an action for Flammia, attack.
You can check your own health.
Flammia has 17 out of 21 health.
I have 17 out of 21 health. Let's see what the enemy's like.
Foe Aquap has 86% health remaining.
86%, so it's not very well off either. So let's headbutt again.
Flammia dealt 3 damage to Foe Aquap used evil eyes. Flammia's strength was increased by one stage.
Okay, fair enough.
Flammia attack. Flammia dealt 3 damage to Foe Aquap. Foe Aquap used evil eyes. Flammia's strength was increased by one stage. Select an action. Critical. Flammia dealt 4 damage to Foe Aquap.
So that brrrr means you just did a critical hit. Which is good. Usually does double the damage.
Foe Aquap used evil eyes. Flammia's strength was increased by one stage.
Alright, this thing's just very content just to derp around. So let's see what it's looking like here for its health.
Foe Aquap has 41% health.
41%, just under half.
Flammia has dealt 2 damage to Foe Aquap. Foe Aquap used evil eyes. Flammia's strength was increased by one stage. Select an action for choose a... Critical. Flammia has dealt 3 damage to Foe Aquap.
Another critical hit.
Foe Aquap used cross wipe. Foe Aquap has dealt 4 damage to Flammia.
Ow.
Select an action for Flammia, attack. Flammia has 13 out of 21 health.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that.
Flammia used headbutt. Flammia has dealt 2 damage to Foe Aquap used cross wipe. Foe Aquap has dealt 4 damage to Flammia. Select an action for Flammia, attack. Flammia has 9 out of 21. Foe Aquap has 9% health remaining. Select an action for Flammia, attack.
Dead.
Choose a move. Flammia used. Flammia has dealt 2 damage to Foe Aquap.
Oh, I killed it. Yay.
Lower prompt has been deleted. Flamia gained 81 experience points. Flamia has increased to level 6. Health has increased by 3. Strength by 1. Defense by 1. Magic attack by 1. Magic defense by 1 and speed by 1. Flamia now has 1 training point after gaining 1 training point. Madamon Tamer Sierra defeated. Oh dear. Not off to a very good start, am I? Obtained 20 gold. Ah well, Sierra said. I was hoping to do better than that, but I guess I have to work long and hard, training my Madamon, and most importantly, taming more Madamon. Which reminds me, Mom, don't you have something else for us?
So clearly we've won. It did mention a training point. I will get to those very shortly, actually.
Oh yes, Dr. Miretz explained. I nearly forgot. If you are going to take on the stadium challenge, you need to be prepared. In order to capture more Madamon, you need to use one of these. Matt received 5 mananets. Matt stored the mananets in the item's pocket.
That is mananets, not mananets. It's mananets. It's a compounded word that screen readers clearly have issues with.
Mananets can be thrown at an opposing hero Madamon to entangle and hopefully capture it. I've given you 5, so if you can capture 1 Madamon with each net, which isn't guaranteed, you could have a full team of 6 Madamon. Oh, and you'll of course be wanting a Manopedia. The Manopedia stores information about all the different kinds of Madamon you've seen or captured.
Cool.
Here, take one. Matt received the Manopedia.
Alright.
There you go, now you're all set to go. Have fun. Stay safe. Oh, and come back and see me sometimes. You can show me the progress you've made in filling up your Manopedia. I might just give you a little reward every now and again.
Alright, let's leave the office.
Your house.
Okay, we're back in the house. Let's go down to the bottom.
Zero City.
And we're done. So I'm gonna save the game.
Invent Manopedia save game. Game save. Select an option, party.
Okay, so that's gonna end it for this first section. It was a bit long, but I did have a lot to cover. And I will definitely talk about training points next episode, if not probably in an episode later. Next episode, hopefully we're gonna catch us some teammates. So I'm going to stop the recording there. I thank you very much for listening, and I will see you on the next recording of my Manamon playthrough. Bye for now.